Listen to this news. Scottish Secretary's Vietnam visit, celebrating 50 years and trade surge. Scottish Secretary Alistair Jack's Vietnam visit commences today. It signifies a quest to fortify existing trade and diplomatic bridges. This expedition aligns seamlessly with the 50th celebration of UK-Vietnam diplomatic ties, marking an era of evolved global trade dynamics. With the support of the Scotch Whisky Association, SWA, Jack casts a spotlight on the potential of the Vietnamese export landscape, emphasizing the profound business and educational synergy between Vietnam and Scotland. Jack expressed his excitement. The UK government's post-Brexit free trade agreement with Vietnam offers huge opportunities for Scottish businesses, and I look forward to promoting Scotch and other important Scottish exports in this important market. The capital city, Hanoi, witnesses Jack's engaging dialogue with the foreign minister, Bui Tan Son, underscoring the UK's steadfast commitment to broadening collaboration vistas. Discussions with officials like Phung Duc Tien and Nguyen Xin Nhat Tan will pivot around reinforcing the economic bridge, especially after post-UK decides to integrate with the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP. Transitioning to Ho Chi Minh City, Jack will immerse himself in strategic conversations with the city's decision-makers and the National Assembly's Committee for Foreign Affairs. A remarkable segment is his upcoming conversation with the Chevening scholars, delving into their transformative UK academic chapters and their visions for Vietnam. The Chevening program remains a beacon of the UK's commitment to molding global thought leaders. Jack's journey navigates to the Coats Factory, a global thread behemoth with Paisley origins, epitomizing the intertwined business tapestry linking Scotland and Vietnam. Recent trade insights paint an optimistic scenario for Scottish exports, with a significant annual footprint of £83 million. Notably, beverages, fish, and scientific apparatus dominate this export landscape. The Scotch narrative remains uniquely buoyant, with Vietnam ranking as the 24th largest export realm. Scotch undertakings in 2022 witnessed a sterling £73.9 million, with the UK-Vietnam Free Trade Agreement acting as a catalyst, aiming to nullify the existing 45% import tariff in 6 years. Graham Littlejohn of SWA encapsulated the panorama. The growth of Scotch whisky exports to Vietnam over the past few years is linked to this economic potential. The Scotch whisky export surge correlates with Vietnam's economic vibrancy, pivotal tariff cuts, and the flourishing luxury tourism domain. Jack's journey reaffirms Scotland's eminent global stature. Littlejohn eloquently encapsulated, the Secretary of State's visit is a welcome reminder of the cachet that Scotland, and Scottish products, have on the world stage. Business General, Vietnam's first carbon credit platform meets global green economy standards,